From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A new wave of protests against President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital erupted Sunday in parts of the Muslim and Arab world. Lebanese security forces outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut fired water cannons and tear gas to beat back Lebanese and Palestinian protesters who hurled stones at the embassy and burned Trump in effigy along with the U.S. and Israeli flags. In Indonesia, home to the world's largest population of Muslims, thousands of protesters mounted a demonstration outside the U.S. embassy in the capital, Jakarta, while other protests took place in Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, Malaysia, Egypt, and the Palestinian territories bordering Israel. Israeli police said a security guard was stabbed and seriously wounded near the Jerusalem bus terminal. His attacker was arrested. Before he left late Saturday for meetings with European leaders, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu attacked what he said was their hypocrisy in condemning Trump's decision to eventually move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, where most foreign governments have their embassies, in Israel. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, defended the decision in an interview on CNN. She said Israel already has numerous government agencies in Jerusalem, adding, "Why shouldn't we have the embassy there?" She said President Trump, quote, "did the will of the American people by making a decision that previous U.S. presidents refused to make." This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign is getting underway to stop diphtheria from spreading among Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Diphtheria, a disease that was eliminated from Bangladesh decades ago, is rapidly spreading among Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar. The World Health Organization reports more than 110 suspected cases, including six deaths, have been clinically diagnosed. Health officials warn these cases could be just the tip of the iceberg. They say the refugees are extremely vulnerable to diseases as they have low vaccination coverage and are living in congested, unsanitary settlements that are breeding grounds for infectious diseases. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says her agency is working with the Bangladesh Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, the UN Children's Fund, and partners to contain the spread of diphtheria, a highly infectious respiratory disease. She says this is being done through treatment and prevention. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of people rallied in Ukraine Sunday in protest of the arrest of opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, calling for his release and the impeachment of President Petro Poroshenko. Ukrainian officials have accused Saakashvili, who they arrested Friday, of abetting an alleged criminal group led by former President Viktor Yanukovych, who was pushed from power in 2014 and fled to Russia. They've suggested that his protests are part of a Russian plot against Ukraine. A day after Saakashvili declared a hunger strike, his supporters took to the streets of Kiev to demand his release. Iraq celebrated its victory over the Islamic State with a military parade Sunday in the capital, a day after Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the successful ouster of the jihadist group from the country. The parade was not broadcast live, and state media were the only ones allowed to attend. Kenya's opposition has delayed plans for a, quote, inauguration ceremony of its leader, Raila Odinga, who boycotted elections in October. The National Super Alliance said on Sunday it had planned a mock ceremony to inaugurate Odinga as president on Tuesday, Kenya's Independence Day, 2 weeks after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was officially sworn in for a second term. NASA said the decision was made after consultations and engagement with many national and international officials. Didn't name any specific parties. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.